Okay. I just wanted to point out this building behind me, which is a Lions architecture building. Lions Architects have done some really hallmark buildings in the city, particularly in the education sector. So you see some of their work at the top end of Swanston Street around RMIT University, the new business school. Also a revitalisation of the main campus. It's called NAS, New Academic Street. It's a $140 million project combining the heart of RMIT. Doing work at Melbourne Uni at the moment, actually, same sort of thing. This building here was the result of a competition called 41X, as in 41 Exhibition Street. It's a five-star NATHERS rated building, which is the first in Melbourne. So it has a target to become carbon neutral over its 30-year operating cycle. The way it does it is through thermal mass. So all the concrete absorbs heat and makes the building insulate and doesn't give out any heat or cool. So it's well insulated. Stuff full of solar panels on its roof, and it excludes the midday sun, so you don't get too much heat buildup. And it's quite an expressive building. I just think it's quite a vivacious building. And I think Melbourne's renowned for this striking architecture. Some people mightn't like it, some people do. But I think very important to have progression with architecture. And even though it might be everyone's cup of tea, I think it's really important that we progress as a society and push the boundaries. And so I like this building for what it's doing. So the Institute of Architects, I meant probably should have said that, that's just their home. So this is a development, the only one in Australia, by the Institute of Architects, because about 40 years ago they started buying property rather than leasing it, and they changed properties a number of times and ended up in a financial position, and they could partner with a financial institution and build this building. So it's a breakthrough for an architectural institution like the Institute.